With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I'm already seeing, did they have that, is it brand new, Mike, or did they always have that Rose jersey up at Great American in the Queen City on the outfield wall, or did they put that up today?
It's possible that the number was already retired. I think what the family was more getting at was, I guess now when they have other celebrations there, when they have, he could be more acknowledged in World Series anniversaries, things of that. There's more things that the organization can now include his legacy in.
I thought they did it already, Mike, because of his passing, that they're like, no one's gonna tell us who we can honor. We own the team. This is our team. This is our city. Stay out of our business. I always thought they did whatever they wanted with it. I know.
Right. They did that on June 2016 is when they retired that number. That's the weekend that they allowed him to be there.
That's what I thought. They wanted.
Right. But apparently there's some other things that I guess either himself or the family were not a part of that now, because he's not on that list anymore, he could be more involved in.
They did that stuff when he was still alive. They told baseball, screw you. We'll do whatever we want.
Right. Right. Now is, I guess, more of an official aspect to it going forward, since he's not on the list anymore.
I want to see what the Phillies do. I mean, I remember him with both for a long time.
Right. He had a big part of their franchise as well in Philadelphia. So we shall see what they do moving forward. How about hockey?
Everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey. How about last night? So the Oilers, after losing game 3 at home on that last second in the own net by Draisaitl off of Riley Smith, they come back out last night with a very dominating performance, especially by Skinner, who everybody, including me, was killing before the game last night. 3-0, the Oilers get it done. Not one, but two from Adam Henrique. There was a lot of nastiness to this game last night as well. Here we go. Second Henrique goal on Sportsnet.
Digging against Evander Kane, who overpowers him. From behind that to Kane. Score! Henrique again, and Hill wants a piece of Evander Kane. This ready to boil. Brief celebration, then more rough stuff. Hill just threw a shot at Hyman.
Well, a lot like all the other games last night that were playoff games that I hit, every one of them, I hit this one too. And I told you, Symbol, they're just going to score more goals than Vegas. It doesn't matter that Skinner sucks, because they can score 5 goals every night. I know they had 3, but they shut them out. I still can't believe that I saw, Hellebuck have a shutout. And then who else did we see? The Panthers, the 2-0 shutout. I can't believe they shut out the Leafs. I really can't, because the Leafs come at you, I think, like the Oilers. I think the Leafs and the Oilers, Mike, for my money, as far as scary, dangerous teams, they're the two most dangerous teams with the puck, shooting and coming in waves. And I also think, and I hate to say it, I think this Carolina team, they're obviously going to the Eastern Final, and they might very well go to the Stanley Cup Final, because all they do is win and score 4 or 5 goals a night.
That is what they look like right now, that's for sure. If you think that Vegas can get this done, which I will now tell you I don't, plus 550. They are finished. That one I'll write them off. They are finished. Elsewhere, Carolina beat the Caps 5-2. They now lead the series 3-1 as well. Caps got it close early in the third to a 2-1 game, but then Taylor Hall almost immediately right after that extended it back to a 2-goal lead on TNT.
And to the left of Freddie Anderson. Walker back to play it. Sandwiched by a couple of Caps. Now the lead pass for Hall. Moving in on Thompson. He scores!
Yeah, Kenny. Look. And, you know, I mean, didn't they, it was like 3-2, then they made it 4-2. What was it, Walker? Am I crazy?
Yeah. Hall got it to 3-1, and then there was that two-man advantage that Washington had. Ovi scored to make it 3-2, and then Carolina.
And Walker and Svechnikov. So, look, they're done. This team they're playing is, they're scoring 5 goals a night, and they got a goalie. And they got a coach. They got all the ingredients. And I'm telling you, I know we got out of that Edmonton thing to go to this game, but the reality is this. Like, not only do I think that's over, I think they'll beat them in Vegas to do it. I think they're just going to go in there and go, you know, we've had enough of you. See, yeah. Like, they're bad. They are flat out better. They're just better. And I've been saying it for the whole season, not a month. Not 3 months since the jump. We talked about this last year when they lost in game 7. I said, that team right there is evil. They're going to go right back to the Stanley Cup final and win it. There's no way this guy, McDavid, isn't winning a Stanley Cup. And it, to me, it's written all over this team this year that they're going to win it.
Look, they've got just as good a shot as anybody else right now. That's for sure. So both Carolina and Edmonton have 3-1 leads, and they will both try to finish their series off on the road.
I can see that being the final. Moving Carolina, Edmonton.
I could too.
Look, it'd be worse. That would be great hockey. But for the rest of the world, it's pretty much ass mustard.
Gary and his minions over there on Park Avenue, they are praying that that's not the final. They want nothing to do with Carolina and Edmonton as their Stanley Cup. Even with McDavid and star power and whatnot, that would be brutal for them.
I don't even think they. Do you think they even want Florida and Edmonton again?
Probably not. I think that at this point,
how about Toronto, Edmonton?
It's hard because that would be
they would love that
because they would love it. You know that people in Canada are going to watch anyway. You see what's going to hurt them there is. They're concerned about American television ratings, and right. Toronto and Edmonton would be two Canadian markets, and who's watching other than the diehards? You're not even, like, we joke
the
about
NBA
Carolina.
The NBA will kill it anyway.
At least if Carolina is in it, there's going to be people in the North Carolina area who are going to watch. Like, you're losing one, both markets not being in the United States.
I heard more people watch North Carolina lacrosse than the Carolina Hurricane game.
But it would be the first time since 93 then you'd get a Canadian winner. You'd be guaranteed to get one if it was Toronto at Edmonton.
I mean, just what everyone needs.
Just what everyone needs. The Hurricanes are the favorites, though, in the East right now at plus 105. With the Panthers at 175, the Leafs are at 425
If Florida gets through, if Florida gets through, they'll beat the Canes. The Canes always lose.
I think the winner of Toronto and Florida will beat Carolina. I think Toronto would beat Carolina in the East Finals. I think if they get that far, they will beat Carolina because it's the same thing you're saying. I just think they score more. I think they're going to score more than Carolina. You know, Carolina likes to beat you up and play this boring game, chip it down. But I don't think they're going to be able to stop them from that aspect. Edmonton's the favorite in the West, plus 115. The Stars are plus 145. And then the Jets and the Knights.
Yeah, they're going to play the Stars, and they're going to beat their ass, too.
I'll be on the Stars. As you know, I like going after Edmonton. I like losing my money to them every single round, just getting hit over the head with the mallet by the Edmonton Oilers. I know. That's what it's going
to
keep happening.
The meat tenderizer. My mom used to beat me with it when I was a kid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's time for JJ, our boy from The Ringer and New York, New York. And he just had his first kid with his wife on Saturday, and inexplicably, as usual, it always comes back to us. He named her Ferrelli. I'm so happy. What a great decision for the family. Ferrelli's a beautiful name for a girl. She's going to be a rock star.
Of course, we were thinking about you, Scotty. I mean, forget about it. You know, the Knicks are going on at 3:30. Right. She's born at 8:36. You know, there are a lot of people in mind, but always near and dear to my heart is my old pal, Scott Ferrell. Thanks, pal. Anything
so,
for you.
So what about this baby girl? So now you're in the club, girl dad. I'm a girl dad, Mafia girl dad, Carver High a girl dad. We all have some boys too. And, you know, it's crazy. Your life is going to turn upside down. You thought you were cool. You're going to find out how cool you are here in the coming months and years. You're about as cool as those diaper bags. I'll tell you what, bro, you are on the clock. What did you think? I got to tell you, when I had Gunner, when I found out I was having a son, I freaked. And then the day that he was born, I freaked again. And like, I had it all going, like the cigars, the tequila, I had it all going. What was it like for you having your first child on Saturday? What was that experience like for you?
Scott, I got to be honest. I don't think it's hit me quite yet, but you mentioned the sort of sleep deprivation I'm going to be getting. We didn't get the nursery experience where the baby stayed with us the 2 days in the hospital we were there.
Right,
I feel like just get, and I guess there's a silver lining to that. It probably wasn't the smartest thing for our sleep on Saturday and Sunday, but now just being back at home and not being crammed into that hospital room, it's like, holy smokes, dude, your apartment's like a palace. You're on your couch. The TV is flat and beautiful. You're not staring up, hurting your neck, looking at it. So right. I feel like we have kind of built ourselves up slowly but surely. But yeah, craziness awaits, dude. But, you know, a lot of changing diapers, bottles, and you know, mixing in the entertainment, hopefully some winning bets along the way, you know.
It never ends, the errands you're going to be running and the amount of babysitting you're going to be doing and cribbing and feedings at 3 a.m. and every time. So here's the deal, here's a tip I'm going to give you one tip. And Mafia and Carver High back me up. The first one, every single thing that happens to the kid, you guys are going to freak. When the kid gets sick, you're going to think the kid's dying. When the kid hits its head, you're going to think he's got brain damage. He's got a tumor. You know, if the kid has a rash, you think he's got, you know, syphilis. And then when you have a second kid, you bounce it like a basketball down the street. You're like, nothing. Like, the kid falls and breaks his leg. I had both my kids break their legs. The first one broke his leg. And then everyone thought, you know, we did it to him. The second one broke her leg. I was like, go to the hospital yourself. Just deal with it. I'm watching the Knicks.
I get that because I'm one of three. There's a 3-year gap between myself and Caroline. And
so you know.
And then the 13-year gap with Julie and myself, forget about it. I lived it. I saw it. And it was quite the difference.
It don't even matter.
Specifically with mom. Uh-huh. 100%.
So what do you think of the Knicks? I'm horny.
How can you not be, dude? Scott, if you had me on this show a little under 2 weeks ago and we were previewing game one and you told me that the Knicks would be up 3-1 in this series and you said, JJ, that's the world we're going to be living in, I'd be like, dude, what were you smoking before the show? What were you drinking before the show? Never in a million years would have believed you, but they snaked game one and two on the road. But they showed you something in game four because Tatum was going off. The Celtics were up double digits. The narrative was, oh, here we go. Order is restored. The Knicks are who we thought they were. And Jalen Brunson didn't let that happen. The fourth quarter, everybody on the team stepped up. It was a total collective team effort from Towns to Ananobi, who hit some big shots, to Bridges, who was cooking in the mid-range game. Everybody chipped in, and I think the coach knows a thing or two. You know, people want to kill him all too many minutes. The game has passed him by. Oh, he's awesome. Scott, they didn't win for a decade. A decade. They were a laughingstock before he walked into that building. They've been in the playoffs now in the second round three straight years. And, oh, by the way, his starting five played the entire third quarter, and they looked like the more conditioned and the team that was in better shape. But, oh, the coach plays him too many minutes. I think we can stop with that narrative.
So, real quick, your thoughts on Judge, the season he's having, and how do you think the Giants will do with Dart and Carter?
So, I like what the Giants did in the draft. The problem for them, Scott, their division is loaded. Their schedule stinks as far as, you know, being able to win games, one of the hardest schedules in the league. How do Giants get into a place where they're a competitive team this year? I don't see it. So their process makes sense. We'll see if Dart can play when they put him on the field at the end of the year. I wouldn't be going nuts if I'm a Giant fan just watching Shane and Dable dapping each other up in April. Let's see it in November or December. Judge is a freak, man. Dude, he's must-watch television anytime he gets in at bat. I think he's got a great chance to win a Triple Crown this year. And look, he's done everything you could want to do from a baseball player perspective, except win and deliver when it matters the most. It's unfair for Aaron Judge, but that's kind of the standard that he set. He's got to do it in October.
And what do you think of Freed Chicken? Max has been great pitching for him.
Where would they be without Max Freed? Listen, I wanted Soto back. Freed, in theory, has been a lot more valuable. They don't have Gerrit Cole. He has won every single start he's made for the New York Yankees. Team has won every single one of those games. He goes deep into games. He competes his tail off. He's kind of got like an Andy Pettit vibe to him. That signing, as long as he takes the ball every fifth day, is paying significant dividends for the Yankees. He's a stud.
You were already a stud, already a great talent, already a great guy. Then you got married, and I said, man, he's starting to move up in the world. Now you got a kid. Your grown man moves now, son. I'm super proud of you, super happy for you. Congratulations to you, Mama, and the entire family.
Anytime. Thanks, Scotty. Enjoy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mafia has like an entire basketball team of children. Carver High's got a couple kids. I got kids. My kids are grown up. So what a relief I have that they do their own thing and they barely talk to me. They're out the door and gone, right? But Carver High, I want to hear it from him. Don't tell me that didn't suck at the beginning. I mean, like that first year. It's the worst. You can't tell me. Like, I don't lie. I just come right out with it. Man, did that suck. Anyone that likes that is lying.
Yeah, it's not easy at the beginning. It's absolutely
not
easy.
It's no joke.
It's no joke. It's time, you know, it's not a lot of sleep.
And when they're your kids' age, they're animals.
They are animals. That's a nice way of putting it, I guess. The nice way is that they're animals. So that, yeah, I'll put it nice that. But the first year is, it's, you know, especially doing it the first time, it's difficult. You know, you don't know.
You don't know
what to expect.
You've
never done it. The second one is a breeze because you've done it the first time, and honestly, all the stuff that you worry so much about.
You
realize
you don't
care. That you probably worried too much, and like the second one's doing things that you would have never let the first one do.
It's a cold. The second kid gets a cold. You're like, keep it away from me.
It's like, just go, put him down. Like, you're like, oh, he's climbing
in his own room. Leave it. Keep him away.
He's not gonna get hurt.
The first one gets sick. You think they're dying.
Right, and it's every little thing you think there's something wrong. The second
fever.
One's like, yeah, they're
the
fine.
Dang fever. The kid's gonna die. The first time they get a fever, you're like, oh god, we gotta go to the emergency room.
Can't have it. Just cannot have it. Before I give you tonight's game in the hockey, How about this so far in the Stanley Cup playoffs? We're about a round and a half in. Home teams, 42-20. That's plus 11.2 units. So the home teams have won 42 of the 62 games. And how about the overs? That's the thing for me. I gave you this last week, too, and it's continued. Overs hitting at 60%, 37-25 to the up, 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 and away, which is very uncommon for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Very uncommon.
Well, I mean, then give me the over tonight and give me the Stars. Wow. There you go. Game over.
As far as the numbers for tonight's game, let me at least give you that, even though we know who you're taking. The Stars are minus 154 now. It's up a little bit. Minus 154 plus a buck 28 for Winnipeg and a 5.5.
Listen, I could be wrong. I'm wrong 30 times a day on average. But I'll bet them to win on the money line. I'll bet them just for shacks and giggles on the puck line at plus a buck 58, laying a goal and a half. And then I'll go 5.5. They're going to score 5. Okay, so I'm going over to Rainbow there too. Like I'm three ways, baby. I'm three way, three Pac Shakur. Let's go.
And the Stars are also going to get back their best defenseman. Miro Hiskinen has not played since January, where he had a knee injury, and he's coming back tonight also. So they're getting
even more. Look what happened when Landeskog came back.
Right. Well, look, and Dallas, who everyone, like we said before the playoffs, they're missing this guy, they're missing that. They now have Robertson back. They have Heskinen back. They have, they have Rantanen playing like an animal. So,
Oilers, Dallas, Western Final.
It'll be a hell of a series when we get there. Dallas and Edmonton for the West. That'll be a hell of a series. I can't wait to see it. There you go. The hockey.
Everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey. We have a lot of baseball tonight because it's Tuesday, and usually everybody plays. Now, unfortunately, we've already got a couple of rainouts, which we'll tell you about in a little bit. A few things from last night first. Yankees continue to stay hot with the bats. 11-5, they win in Seattle.
Whoa.
They've now won 5 of their last 6, and they've scored 56 runs in that span over these 6 games. So the Yankees are beaten on pitching. We'll see what they can do tonight against Brian Wu. I know they did lose Cabrera, though. Oswaldo Cabrera left the game in the 9th. Really bad. You saw him. They didn't really show it for good reason, probably, with him sliding into home plate. They had to bring the ambulance out.
What did he do, break his ankle?
It looked like something came through, yeah. It looked like there was some kind of breakage down there in the lower region of the leg.
Bones sticking out. So. And all that, listen, he can't hit anyway, and then they'll bring in, no offense, I don't want anybody to have their leg broken, ankle broken, but then they're going to bring back another guy that can't hit in DJ LeMay.
He has been brought back, reinstated.
What a disaster he's been for years on end now. He's been the worst player to have.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We like stolen bases and the long ball on Coast to Coast. These are our favorites.
We do like all of those things. Cleveland beat the Brewers 5-0 last night. How about the Tigers just continued also score a lot of runs? 14-2, they beat the Red Sox. The Cardinals won their 9th in a row, beating the Phillies last night 3-2. They're going to have to wait another day for number 10 because I know that's one of the games that's been washed away this evening is the St. Louis-Philadelphia game at the bank. Mets beat the Pirates 4-3 last night. Pirates kept coming back. Unfortunately for them, the Mets did walk that game off in the 9th. You want to hear it? There you go. SNY, the Pirates lose. Right. Here we go.
In the air, right field. That should be deep enough. Lindor tagging at third. Reynolds makes the catch. Here comes Lindor with the winning run, and the Mets have walked it off in the bottom of the 9th. Pete Alonso with a sacrifice fly, and the Mets win a scrappy game as they defeat the Pirates.
At least I covered the game.
It's a scrappy game. The Braves had a 3-1 lead in the 9th inning against the Nationals last night. They yacked that up in the top of the 9th, so it was 3-3 going to the bottom of the 9th. but they get the job done as well.
Almost had this one.
Sportsnet.
A pitch. Ground ball. Up the middle. Here comes Eli White. And the Cardiac Kids find a way.
Oh, the Cardiac Kids now. They're calling
They just lost two out of three to the Pirates. What are you, Cardiac Kids? What are they talking about?
Lost
to the Pirates this weekend. Jeez. The Cubs beat the Marlins 5-2. Rangers beat the Rockies 2-1. The Royals beat the Astros. The Angels beat the Padres. This was a stunner to me, Scott. You know, that Suarez, the closer for the Padres, he had been lights out all year. He had like 15 saves and an under one ERA. You could get rid of that after last night. Taylor Ward, grand slam on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Chance to give them the lead. And he hits one in the air. It's deep to left. Moving after it is Lockridge. He's in the corner at the wall. It's good! A grand slam! Taylor Ward with the big blow in the top of the ninth.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. I mean, unbelievable comeback. Exciting, right? Oh, by the way, at least Tatis homered for us in that game. So Tatis did
ring the bell. Ding, ding.
It was very helpful. Louis Arraez, by the way, he started the season 2-for-23. He's already back up to 330. He's looking for his fourth straight batting title. That would be NL batting title or one of the batting title. He was at AL. He won with Minnesota 4 years ago. And the D-backs beat the Giants 2-1. Corbin Carroll again. He had two last night. Two solo home runs for Corbin Carroll as the D-backs beat the Giants 2-1 out at Oracle. Paul Skeens did pitch last night. He also said he's going to pitch for Team USA at the World Baseball Classic. He's very excited.
Well, of course he is. So. I mean, and his girlfriend's on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
She is. That has made the rounds around the internet today as well. That has been released.
I thought Selma Hayek looked better at 58. Honestly, let's get a vote going. Frelopol.
I saw Nelly Korda, the number one, the women's golfers in there too. Nelly Korda getting involved with the swimsuit issue as well. Ronald Acuna Jr. will start a rehab assignment this week. He tore his ACL a year ago, last May. He's going out to the rehab assignment, so the Braves might get him back in short order as well for them. And Evan Longoria is retiring. I thought he was already retired, but he's officially retired.
I thought Acuna was in the Braves lineup the whole season as I kept picking him for taters.
Longoria will retire after 16 Major League Baseball seasons. We'll sign a one-day deal. We always love the one-day deal to retire as where you started your career. He'll do that as a Tampa Bay.
I mean, here's his career. This guy literally, he went up to the Swiss Alps skiing, and then he fell off the other side of the mountain. I mean, honestly, have you ever seen anyone go like this and then just straight nosedive? I mean, honestly, the last few years, did he even have one hit?
He hasn't. I don't think he's played the last couple of years. I guess he's just now making this official.
Honestly,
he had a decent career. He played it. He hasn't played since 23. Played for Arizona that year. He had a decent career. He
Not
had
at the
some
end.
Big years in Tampa.
At the end,
Not
it was ugly.
End,
like,
but he
should have retired 5 years ago.
Probably, but he hung around for a little while.
Whatever.
So,
for the money,
whatever,
I'm not
whatever.
Nice.
It's okay. We don't have to be nice to him. All right, we got lots of games tonight. It's Tuesday night. It's a Dinger Tuesday as well. Let's go and make it happen. Milwaukee and Cleveland again tonight at Progressive. It'll be Quinn Priester against Logan Allen this evening. Guardians minus 135, Brewers plus +115, and a 9.5. Big total.
Yeah, I'll take the Guardians at home.
Minnesota and Baltimore has been washed away. No game tonight at Camden. They will play two tomorrow. And the Phillies and Cardinals will also play two tomorrow. So those are going to be two games that have been washed out already.
All right.
That's when the doubleheaders will happen. The Red Sox will once again be in Detroit. It'll be Brian Ballow tonight against Tyler Holton. Minus 120 for Detroit, even money for the Sox, and an 8.5.
Give me Scott Baio and the Red Sox on the road at Comerica tonight, and I get plus money, too.
You do get that tonight with them. The White Sox will be in Cincinnati against the Reds. Jonathan Cannon and Andrew Abbott be the starters. Minus 215 for Cincinnati, plus 180 for Chicago, and a 9.5.
Abbott and Costello and the Reds on the run line, and I can get it at minus $1.15.
Hasn't been many times Tampa's been out of Steinbrenner Field this year. They will be for the next few days. They're in Toronto to see the Blue Jays. Shane Baz and Jose Berrios will be going tonight. Minus 145 for the Jays, plus 120 for Tampa, and a 7.5.
I'll take the Jays at Rogers.
Buccos and the Mets again at Citi Field. Mitch, don't call me Helen Keller against Kodai Senga. Heavy lumber here, minus 250 for the Mets, plus 205 for the Buccos, and a 7.5.
I'll go Mets run line at minus $1.20, and I'll go over 7.5 because I've watched Helen Keller pitch this year. I mean, this guy is is he a paycheck pitcher. I mean, my man, he just goes out there. He's like, thank God I'm getting paid because I could give a flying F about this game. He's just like lobbing pitches over the plate. I mean, I watched him pitch the other day. He gave up so many hits that I think my dog would have stroked a gap shot against this guy. He sucks. And I'm done listening to like all this stuff about, you know, they got Keller and Jones, but they have nothing. When teams pitch, they don't score runs either. They have nothing. Nothing. That guy's bad luck. I wouldn't bet on him if the other team was drunk in the clubhouse doing blow. Honestly.
Just they got to simplify it to what it really is. They have schemes. And that's it. And that's it.
That's it.
They have schemes. That's it.
They're like, the announcer's like, Ke'Bryan Hayes hitting .320 with runners in scoring position. They have only had 5 runners in scoring position the whole season, and he drove in 2 of them with a double, and it was the only hit he had all year. That they talk about how Ke'Bryan Hayes is the worst hitter I ever saw in my life. Honestly, stop. They suck. They have not. Even Reynolds is bad luck now. He's Reynolds rap. He's so awful. He hits .210. They all suck.
We have several more games, and we got some long balls tonight. We got to hit some long balls as well. We need some taters. I even got a tater leaderboard for you today going into Tuesday. Who's the tater leaderboard coming into tonight?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're still looking at tonight's games around the show.
We are still doing that. Washington has lost 6 in a row, including that walk-off last night by the Braves. They'll see him again this evening. It'll be Spencer Schwellenbach, minus 215 favorite. It'll be Michael Soroka for the Nats, who are plus 180. 8.5 is the total.
Yeah, I'm still on the Braves, even though – you know, Schwellenbach doesn't give up a ton of runs. They haven't scored runs for him. I think the Braves will win this game again, and the Nats will keep sliding.
I am with you on that. The Marlins are still at Wrigley against the Cubbies. Ben Brown will go for the Cubs, and look who it is. I can't really get him. He pitched great against the Dodgers last week. Belozo the Clown is going for the Marlins tonight. But minus 260 for Brown and the Cubs, plus 215 for Belazo and the Fish, 7.5.
I'm going Rogy Vachon with Belozo the Clown at plus 220 cash money.
Rockies and the Rangers in Arlington, Kyle Freeland and Jack Leiter. More lumber here, minus 240 for the Rangers, plus 2 bills for Colorado, 8.5 the total.
I'm on Texas on a run line, and I'm on the over like you read about. I mean, Freeland is like, it's free money. The guy gives up 10 runs every time he pitches.
Hasn't been good. He has not been good, that's for sure.
I don't even know how he's a major league pitcher. I really don't. Like, the guy, he just gets lit up like a bong.
The Royals and the Astros, good pitching matchup tonight. Framber Valdez for Houston. And Chris Bubich has been excellent, Scotty, for the Royals. 4-2 with a 1-6 so far this year. Minus 135 for Houston, plus 115 for Kansas City, and a 7.5.
Give me Bubich here and the Royals at plus money on the streets.
Angels and Padres again at Petco. Get the soft serve ice cream. Jose Soriano and Dylan Cease tonight. Minus 215 for the Friars. Plus 180 for Anaheim, and a 7.5.
Oh, I think the Padres are mad about what happened last night. I'm run line and Cease and the Friars at Petco. Come on.
Yankees have obviously been scoring lots of runs lately. They'll try to do it again tonight in Seattle. Brian Wu will go for the Mariners. Max Fried, how about him? 6-0 with a 1.05. Yankees are minus 150 on the road. Seattle plus $1.25 and a 7.5.
I don't want to get too fancy here. Just give me the Bombers.
Yeah, Freed's been so good. And you're in a pitcher's park tonight. That should be another good outing
against
for him.
Against Wu-Tang Clan, give me the Bombers.
Wu-Tang Clan. Brendan Fott and Robbie Ray for the Giants and the Snakes tonight. Diamondbacks minus 115, Giants minus 105, and a 7.5.
I mean, I am all over Robbie Ray. And, are you kidding me? He's plus money at home? And the guy's undefeated? You got to be kidding me. I'll dive in the bay. I'll swim with sharks. Give me the Giants. Are you kidding me?
And finally, the A's are in Los Angeles tonight against the Dodgers. Landon Knack goes for them. Jeffrey Springs goes for the A's. Minus 215 for L.A., plus 175 for the A's, and a 9.5.
Springs water plus $1.70 at the Ravine. Everybody's drinking and eating. Let's go, A's.
Springs water. Can we get all those big A bats to beat up Landon Knack tonight?
Yes.
Can we just get every Rooker, the Butler, Soderstrom, just everybody.
The whole team.
Tee it high and let it fly for the A's tonight. And that will get us to the Taters, because
Taters.
I knew I was going to put one of those guys. You know, I had to go after Landon Knack at somewhere, and I did get the Butler on there. Plus 480 for the Butler. I liked his price the most. I'm going Ellie De La Cruz for the Reds against Cannon and the White Sox at 4-1. Kerry Carpenter for the Tigers tonight. They have been killing the ball. Carpenter's been great. Plus 525. Little PCA tonight against Belozo the Clown. Pete Crow Armstrong at plus 560. And Brandon Lau at plus 600 against Berrios and the Jays. I had Gunnar Henderson up there, but they got rained out, so we take him away. Plenty of other guys we're going to go after tonight as well. If you listen to Carver and Lisi, I'll probably have some add-ons for some of the late-night games. Because I can, as you know, Sky, I can never have
add-ons.
Enough, right? Like, you can never have enough. Like, that's like the main course right there. And then there's like, put it with the golf here, put it with the golf there. We're trying to load up for the PGA Championship this week. So we got to make sure we get a bunch. Speaking of
Taters. What about
taters,
some of those tee times you were giving me? How about that Rory one? Are you kidding me? With Scheffler and Xander?
Rory, Xander, and Scheffler playing together Thursday and Friday. Thursday morning, they're going off about 8:30. So they're one of the, and then they'll be out in the afternoon on Friday.
Well, there's the group.
Top three players in the world, all playing together the first 2 days of the PGA Championship. That's awesome. I told you I'd give you the Tater leaderboard, too.
Right.
Look at this. Two guys at 14 now, Judge and Schwarbaum, both with 14 homers. Look at that. And they're both, and their numbers for tonight as well on a Dinger Tuesday. Corbin Carroll, Cal Raleigh, Trent Grisham, Otani, Eugenio Suarez, Wilbur Abreu, James Wood, the Wood Doctor, and PCA, who I've got on the list tonight. How about that? That's your home run.
I like
Tater leaderboard.
Grisham's been unbelievable for the Yankees. Unbelievable.
He has two homers last night. One of them went off of Rodriguez's glove out there at center. Still counts. So two homers.
He's
for
a badass.
He's been excellent. And they needed somebody to step up and do that. And he has done it for them. So nice job there. All right. In the leftover portion, I will give you some updated NFL schedule notes, a little bit more with the golf. I've even got some other things that I carried over from earlier. A very busy leftover segment that we are going to have today. The Steelers in Dublin against the Vikings. How about that? In late
I want to go. I want to go so bad, but it's such a ripoff.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
30 more seal, kill me.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, we all know that everybody loves leftovers.
Everybody does love leftovers. All right, this entire week is like NFL schedule release week. I guess tomorrow, though, is when we finally get the whole thing and they stop giving you just small bites and dribs and drabs. Who knows? Maybe it is.
I don't even care.
Knows when it is. The problem is that they know these aren't, you know, we're not watching actual games. Just release the schedule. Like, you're making us into this huge television program, and, like, everybody's waiting on the edge of their seat to find out who's, like, cutting a turkey on Thanksgiving. Well, that's the thing. You just want to get the – that's a win. That's a win. That's a loss. That's a win. We just want to get the full thing so we could do that. The Bears will play the Eagles in Philadelphia on Black Friday.
A loss.
So mark your calendars. Mark your calendars for that one. The Broncos and the Chiefs will play Christmas night. That is already set in stone. And the international games have been announced, although one of them is still they haven't told you yet who the Chargers are playing in Brazil, which is on the opening Friday night. But the Vikings will do back-to-back weeks across the pond, but in two different countries. The Vikings will play the Steelers in Dublin week 4. They're on September the 28th. They'll stay and go to England and then play the Browns in London the following week. So a double dip for Minnesota.
That's a loss. That's a loss.
The Broncos will play the Jets in London. The Rams will play the Jaguars in London. The Falcons and the Colts will play in Berlin.
Jesus.
Berlin in early November.
Worse.
And Washington, here you go. What could be worse? Washington is going to play Miami in Madrid, Spain. In the middle of November. So as much international flavor as you could get out of the NFL this year. They're giving it all to you. Everywhere
so
you
So I'm assuming, I haven't looked, but I'm assuming that the Steelers would have had 9 home games this year because that's how it goes, 8, 9, 9, that's how it goes. So now that that game in Dublin is a Steeler home game, so I'm assuming I'll get 8 games in Pittsburgh.
Correct. So that you lose the 9th home game to go play over there in Dublin. And
I still paid out the ying for it.
I'm sure they're going to charge you for 9 games. Yeah, well, he's joining the country club down the block. He's going to be there soon. Texas and Ohio State will open the college football season August 30th. I believe that'll be, they announced a big noon kickoff for
it's
Texas and Ohio State. Of course, it's a loss. The PGA Championship, we just told you about that featured group, that amazing feature group with Rory, Scheffler, and, of course, Schauffele. That will be on Thursday mornings. They are the favorites, Scheffler and Rory. Tomorrow, Scotty, Golf Wednesday. Stewie from there at Quail Hollow.
Whoa.
Cam, with all of his picks, he's back. We will get you so set up. I'm going to have they all talk today at the interview podium. We'll get everybody all situated for the PGA Championship tomorrow on Coast to Coast. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau got invited to Keegan Bradley's big Ryder Cup dinner last week in Philadelphia. So it looks like that would be smart by him to have those guys on the Ryder Cup team at Bethpage Black this year. But we'll see how that goes down the road. The estate of late Portland Trailblazers owner Paul Allen has started a formal process to sell the team. Remember, he doesn't want his family to keep it. He wants them to sell it and give all the money to charity.
What are you doing, Dad? He's giving all the money to charity. What are you doing? It's worth billions.
In his will. Sell the team, All the money goes to charity. Now doesn't everybody stay in
hates
the family.
Dad.
Panthers minority owner Doug Cifu's having a real bad day. Gary Bettman in the NHL suspended him from any team contact after offensive social media posts. Not good.
Did you see some of his posts? Yeah. They were great. He went out to Canada.
He was fighting with a Leafs fan, right? He was fighting with a Leafs fan on Twitter. It's just too much. The Kings are going to hire Ken Holland as their new GM. And St. John's in Alabama, this just came across, are going to play at MSG on November the 9th to start the college basketball season. That's a hell of a game.
That's a loss. Chiefs super fan, the Chiefsaholic. Remember the guy that wears that costume like he's like a giant, I don't know, grizzly or whatever? He was sentenced to 32 years for robbing banks. I love that documentary of the guy that just robs banks all the time. Front Office Sports Today is next, then GTD, then In Game Live. Get the Pharrell app, search Pharrell. We'll see you at 3 tomorrow on Coast to Coast.